We now have with us Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen, and of course, Thanksgiving holiday season, and we appreciate you being with us today, Brad. I know that all sorts of things we could talk about, but things that we're thankful for, I guess. It just seems like the right time to stop and do that.
Well, I'm thankful my daughter's engaged. We just found that out recently, so we'll have been out to see them over Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody has a chance to do that. You know, I mean, it's that time of year when I hope everybody has some time to spend with family, maybe decompress a little bit. I know how it goes for me, and I think a lot of people are that way. You know, you spend the year sort of doing. You get through the summer. You know, the students come back. If you're a townie, students come back. The town changes. Everybody stays busy. But everybody needs some time to decompress. And so the holiday season being upon us, and particularly that time span between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that month, I don't know how it is everywhere. I know some places are go-go all the time, but I hope that everybody has the opportunity to maybe step back just a little bit from their day-to-day work or whatever that is, whether you're, at home taking care of the kids, whether you're employed at work, whether you're working for a government or private industry. I hope that everybody has a chance to think a little bit about that, to maybe anticipate and look forward to spending some time with family. But there are some issues that go along with Thanksgiving time and the holidays in general, and we talked about some of those earlier. So
exactly, and I know when we talk about the holidays, the drinking and then the roads and those kind of things, while you mentioned it, we might as well go a little bit further and remind people to be careful.
Yep, hope everybody does, because, it's from our perspective down at the cop shop, there's nothing sadder than working, for example, a serious traffic accident around the holidays. I mean, nobody wants to go knock on somebody's door around that time and say, hey, we hesitate to tell you this, we hate to tell you this, but we have to inform you that, and then fill in your worst nightmare. That's not fun stuff, but it happens occasionally, and that's what we get paid to do, so we'll do that. But boy, we'd rather not get paid to do that. And so to the extent that people do drink over the holidays, I would encourage everybody to be responsible about it. You've got plenty of family around. If that's going on, surely you can find someone who's going to agree to drive you home, or it's family after all. If nothing else, they can let you sleep on the couch. So maybe they got a spare bed, maybe they don't. But spend the night, do something, so that we don't have to worry about going to your family and telling them that something terrible has happened, a serious injury, a death, that sort of thing. Terrible time of year to have happen, and I understand that it does, and I understand that sometimes it's unavoidable due to, illness or whatever, but let's do everything we can to control what we can control and not contribute to the problem. Because it doesn't just impact, if you're the person who's making the poor choices, it doesn't just impact you and your family. But it has the potential to impact somebody else entirely that has nothing to do with your poor choices, but is just affected by them. So I'd encourage everybody to think about that a little bit. Don't want to squash any of the festivities or the merriment that's going on. I encourage everybody to have a good time, but do it responsibly. And if you happen to have had a little bit too much to drink, then have somebody identified ahead of time who can think responsibly for you when you maybe can't think responsibly for yourself. So be careful.
Just was in court the other day, and I won't say what the case was, but there was a lot of drinking going on. And as you listen to some of the accounts, you just realize how crucial it is that you do the right thing in those kind of circumstances.
Oh, right. I mean, if you had to pick one common denominator from among all the ridiculous stuff we see, it's going to be alcohol. I mean, there's no question. So moderation, I think, is, it's one of those things where you hear it all the time about all sorts of things that are vices. Moderation is probably best, or the worst it should get to is moderation. But in any case, yeah, it's all about being responsible and thinking about not just yourself, but those around you and maybe those you don't even know who might be impacted by your decisions. And it's complicated a little more. You start getting around the holidays. It's that time of year when the roads are always questionable. The other thing I would encourage people to do is think about those long trips. I mean, everybody wants to see family on the holidays. I get that. And honestly, I and my family have fallen prey to this before. We've driven to our hometown in some questionable weather at times, and we get there at the end, and we're going, we probably had not have done that. And you read about those occasionally as well. Those things happen over the holidays, and I would encourage you that it's always better to be a day late or maybe miss the event to be able to attend how many years in the future than to push your luck too much on any given day. So
I remember Christmas Eve not that many years ago that was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heading back to my hometown, Atchison.
Yep. And you always hate to hear about those things. So
I do want to mention, you know, one thing was we kind of take a break over the Thanksgiving holidays and maybe just kind of have a chance to breathe a little bit. I know our community has been through some things. And just this last week, there was the rally at Kansas State University, the KSU Night Rally. And things hopefully are starting to calm down. We're trying to really talk about some of these things. Obviously, there were developments in the one case with the graffiti that turned out a little bit in an interesting way. And maybe just really the next step. And I know you as a police department also impacted a little bit on with some of these different overtones and things that have been going on.
Oh, surely. I mean, when these things happen, they don't just affect a police department. They don't just affect K-State. They don't just affect the locals. I mean, they affect us all. And I think that's probably the right thing to expect to happen, that it does impact everyone. I had some disappointments about, you know, how some of those situations went in that, and I had this conversation at the PD's Community Advisory Board the other day because they were asking some questions about it, and one of the people on the board is, you know, a student at Kansas State University. And it was kind of an interesting perspective because on the one hand, there was general acknowledgement that social media sort of fed the train or fed the beast with respect to, in particular, the graffiti incident, which it turned out much differently than I think people had originally believed to be the case. And yet, not too much later than that, we had an incident with a shooting involved and Via Christi closed down. So on the one hand, we were able to acknowledge that social media drove the train to an extent that was really kind of detrimental, not just to the investigation, but to the community. On the other hand, there was concern that it took from about 4 p.m. to about 6 p.m. for the police department to get word out when that shooting occurred. Well, that's PDQ for us. I mean, that's fast. You know, and there's a lot that was going on at that incident, and I can't go into the details, but suffice it to say, what appeared initially to be two separate incidents were related. We weren't quite getting the straight story from everybody. But within a couple of hours, we had some information out. And so it's just kind of this cognitive dissonance between we want information quickly, but we know we can't rely on social media. But in this incident, it was out within 2 hours, but we should have had it quicker because social media was running the train again. Well, here's what the cops are going to be about. The cops are going to be about making sure that what we put out is, as best as we're able to determine, factual information at the time. And I understand that that doesn't feed the social media timeline sometimes, but the difficulty I think that we've got is we don't want to add to the chaos that's created by the social media. And so I think that the best thing I could encourage everybody to do is when you see or hear something about that, or those sorts of incidents rather, on social media, step back, take a breath, think about it, and wait for the facts to come out. I understand that that's hard to do, but it's kind of like that. I've got this favorite commercial on too. I don't know if you've ever seen this on TV. I think it's a phone commercial. But anyway, there's this gal walking down the street. She meets some guy she knows, and she's talking with him. And as they're conversing, up walks her boyfriend, the French fashion model that she met online. Have you seen this commercial?
I don't know if I have or not.
Yeah, he doesn't look anything like a French fashion model. The only word he says in French is "we." And then the closing of the commercial is kind of like, it was saw it on the internet, it must be true. Well, obviously they're making a parody of the fact that not everything you see on the internet is true, and they're using this guy who looks nothing like a French fashion model and doesn't even speak French to illustrate the point. But the same is true of social media when it comes to these sorts of reports that get bandied about before everybody has the facts. And the temptation is to think, oh, well, I saw a picture. That must be true then. Well, what you see in the picture might be true, and that was the case with the
Pictures can be doctored too. We had a Association broadcasters meeting recently, and we saw clear examples of that.
I've seen that as well. I just came back from the IACP conference, but in this particular case, the picture wasn't doctored, but the trouble is the narrative that goes with it. And that's really where the guts of the truth lie. And so that's why I say I'd encourage everybody to just kind of take a breath, wait a minute. Let's see what develops. I understand that that's frustrating, and I understand that that takes a while sometimes. But really, if the alternative is to contribute to the overall chaos and uproar, how much better would it be if we actually knew what was going on before we did anything? Now, that said, KSU just had a, I saw it described in the paper the other night as a stand-in. I can't remember what the term was they announced for it. But, you know, that's a great thing. You've got people coming together with a realistic objective of being inclusive and eliminating bias, and that's good. I think that was an excellent thing to have happen. It's probably good for the community, good for K-State, because I know there's a considerable amount of concern over these events up there. And I'm not trying to say by my comments that people should be dissuaded from that concern. All I'm saying is that that concern is better informed when you have the facts. So,
and it makes it tough as a reporter, too, let me tell you, because we continue to get a lot of pressure. And just like you, we see the social media. Do we tell people about it or do we leave it alone till we know more? It's tough. And we have to make calls, too.
And that's led, I think, at times to even some between our agency and yours, because you guys have the goal of getting out to the public the information.
Actually,
and
we
you
need
want
to
get
them.
Out the factual information.
Right.
But we're not in a position to be able to provide it as fast as the social media that's applying pressure to you on the backside.
Right.
So it's kind of a big circle that I don't think we're really going to get ourselves out of. But if everybody, when they look at it, is just able to keep tweedling away in the back of their heads there, let's hold on, let me reserve judgment for a little bit, I think we'd probably all be better off.
Let's go ahead and take a break. And again, we have Riley County Police Director Brad Schoen with us today.